Todd Kalas, Jeff Blum on AT&T Sportsnet last night. Astros win 10-6. They're now 5-1. Best start in franchise history since 1997. Obviously, it's very early. But picking
they finished
up on,
that year 84-78. But as up, Astros County pointed out, we all know what happened in 1997. 20 years later, they won the World Series.
That's true. That's right. We do all know that.
Started off 5-1, and 20 years later.
So the Correa inside the park home run began the scoring last night. They were down 1-0, and then they were up 2-1 after the misplay in left field. So our question this morning, what are the most exciting non-game-winning plays in sports? Specific plays like inside the park home runs. So I have a few nominations. The text line has a bunch at 713-572-4610. The DWIattorney.com text line. I say dunking over a guy. Some people might say an alley-oop, but I think the dunk over a guy.
I think I might have one of the most unpopular opinions in sports, which is I don't like the way that somebody that gets dunked on is treated like they committed the worst crime on earth and they should never show their face again. When especially a lot of time it's somebody that was like the help defense to begin with.
Has that changed a little bit?
If anything, I don't know. Well, you mean why? Because people are soft these days.
No.
I just never thought, like, it's impressive, but a lot of times the guy getting dunked over never had a realistic shot chance to block the shot anyway.
Yeah, hey,
he just happens to be there.
Hey, guy playing perimeter defense, don't give him a 12-foot head start into dunking on somebody.
Yeah, so like, and you know what the problem is? It's the guy that actually is at least making an effort gets more degraded than the guy that doesn't help at all. If you just stand there with your hands off to the side behind your back and let the dude dunk, then you get off scot-free in today's NBA. Nobody even points it out on the broadcast that you didn't help.
It's been like that at the rec center for decades. There'll be some guys that say, I didn't jump whenever someone dunks. They're more worried about that.
Yeah, so, but whatever, it is exciting. I would say this. I think whoever put this on here, the alley-oop in basketball, I think there's something about the alley-oop because you can see it coming. It's that notion of, wow, I see it before they do, and this is about to get really ugly, and all of a sudden Capella's up in the air. I love me some alley-oop. That's my favorite non-big scoring, not necessarily a huge impact play within a game.
And it's basically indefensible,
yeah.
Especially with the way that those guys run it. 6-4-3 double.
Well, that's
play
the thing about
spot.
It. Like, you're not doing it unless it's there. You know.
Yes.
It's not like,
well,
you're
most usually.
Unless Jeremy Lin's on the court. Yeah.
My one issue with the way Syracuse played Duke a week and a half ago is they tried like 3 alley-oops. I'm like, what? Just hold on to the ball. What the hell are you doing? Trying like 30-foot alley-oops. It's ridiculous. I wrote down a 6-4-3 double play in a big spot.
Hmm.
You got a couple guys on. You got one out, obviously. You escape the inning.
You know what? The double play, too, because it's relatively slow developing. As far as big plays go, because that's another one where you see it coming.
Yes.
And you're just in. So I need something that builds a little bit of suspense. I don't like it when all of a sudden it happens out of nowhere.
I think the 7-2, 8-2, or 9-2 double play, the outfielder to the catcher where someone tags up, I think that's pretty exciting, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see it happening. Well, it's obviously by its nature a slower development.
But you
play.
Know he's going to tag up. You know there's a possibility
up.
He's going to tag up. And
oh,
then as soon as
yeah,
you look
yeah.
over and you see him tagging up and then you see the throw
you
to the plate.
You know what? I misread the numbers on this. That's on me. You're 100% right. Especially in a big moment when that's going to either win a game or tie a game. You know that guy's got like a hose or whatever and he's lining up and you know what's going to happen and you're going to see a collision or whatever's going to happen. I agree.
You're not going to see a collision anymore, but I got you.
You're not going to see many collisions.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's 100% I agree with that.
That's one thing, man. I've changed. If you talk about getting soft, no part of me wants to see a collision at home plate anymore. I think when I was younger, I probably thought that like that was awesome.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it. There's no part of me that's like, yeah, they've taken the toughness out of this game. Like, all right, fine.
You know
so
more.
Be it. I don't
you
want
know more
to,
now.
I don't want to see some catcher get booted in the face without a helmet on.
We are discussing.
Mask on.
We're discussing before headlines in a few minutes the most exciting non-game-winning plays in sports in honor of Correa's inside the park home run. I've always enjoyed corner kicks in soccer. I know we don't talk about soccer much, but only because if you're down or whatever. Or you're up, it's always like I'm sure the percentages aren't very high, but it gives you like a nice clear possibility of a shot on
yeah.
goal if everything works out properly.
There's something to a corner kick the same way like that you don't quite get it. Like, because I'm not obviously a huge soccer guy, but you watch that on television, you don't quite appreciate when you see it in person, like the stuff those guys can do with a soccer ball.
Yes,
it doesn't seem physically possible.
And then you have the advantage of a corner kick in that the tension kind of builds up to it.
Ah.
The tension builds. He sets the ball. He goes, etc.
I said this. Strip sacks, and the more I thought about it, like strip sacks are, they're exciting, they're fun, but they're not as exciting as some of those other things. I've always felt oddly disappointed in onside kicks. Onside kicks feel like they never quite live up to the hype.
Okay.
I guess it's because they're so rarely executed properly.
It's so hard.
It's usually just a jumble. When it's done really well, when it's like a bounce and a high arcing onside kick, that gets pretty tense and scary because you got guys careening towards the would-be receiver.
Well, you hate those impotent onside kicks, right?
Yeah, like those, it just ends up going directly to the guy. Like it goes straight to the lineman.
Or it goes like 7 yards.
Yeah.
One of those situations. Yeah. And you're like, can we just do this again? Just for the entertainment value of seeing what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, when it doesn't even make the full 10 yards or somebody from the kicking team touches it.
I don't have a call screen, but I believe we have our friend Bill on
Matt Bill.
Radio. Bill, good morning.
Turn down your radio. Go ahead. They nailed me before the phone was even picked up. And you guys aren't old enough, but we used to have what I call the original Casey Stengel in terms of yogiisms or Stengelisms, and his name was Lowell Pass. And he said this over the radio when we were on TV. He said the triple is the most exciting play in sports because you seldom see it in baseball and almost never in any other sport.
Well, I would say, but let me think about this. All right, I'm down with the idea of the triple.
That's a good line, by the way. You didn't catch the line because you were trying to think. You almost never see it in baseball. You almost never see it in other sports.
You know what happened? I took it too literally. Is the problem? I'm like, hold on. How? That's not a fair thing to say. That's ridiculous.
What about the three pointer? That's a triple.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a triple.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill.
That's not even close to a triple.
A few texters
triple
say,
something like where you can shut a team out like all in one fell swoop. What's the equivalent of a triple in other sports? There really isn't. Well, because baseball is so weird in so many ways compared to everything else.
Because it's something that's really good. I guess maybe a long play in football, like a long passing play, but a unique one.
But you can't shut them down for a whole quarter. It's not like, you guys have no more chances for you. It's a triple in a lot of ways is almost like a long drive. I don't know.
A lot of people texted in a hole in one.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think, I don't know if I've actually seen a hole in one live, like watching a major or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've actually seen one live. I've seen the tape versions, of course, when they play it immediately after.
Yeah, I was out there at the Houston Open just watching last week. I'm just astounded whenever I watch live golf by what a bad golfer I am. The guys are just dropping it on the green.
Yep.
And it's like it softly plops right there. And just
it looks like it's the easiest thing in the world.
It stays right in place. Yes. Yeah, oh my gosh.